One hears about everything. Then you know Gruer was poisoned at his dinner table before the eyes of myself and my partner, Mr. Oliva of Aurora. Can you suggest any other way in which the poison might have reached him? There was no other human on the estate. As a Salarian, you must appreciate that point. I'm not a detective. I have no theories. I've presented you with one. I want to know if it is a possible one. I want to know if two robots might not perform two separate actions, each one innocent in itself, the two together resulting in murder. You're the expert, Dr. Liebig. Is it possible? And Liebig, haunted and harried, said, Yes. In a voice so low that Bailey scarcely heard him. Bailey said, Very well, then. So much for the first law. Liebig stared at Bailey, and his drooping eyelid winked once or twice in a slow tick. His hands, which had been clasped, drew apart, though the fingers maintained their clawed shape as though each hand still entwined a phantom hand of air. Palms turned downward and rested on knees, and only then did the fingers relax. Bailey watched it all in abstraction. Liebig said, Theoretically, yes. Theoretically. But don't dismiss the first law that easily, Earthman. Robots would have to be ordered very cleverly in order to circumvent the first law. Granted, said Bailey. I am only an Earthman. I know next to nothing about robots, and my phrasing of the orders was only by way of example. A Salarian would be much more subtle and do much better. I'm sure of that. Liebig might not have been listening. He said loudly, If a robot can be manipulated into doing harm to a man, it means only that we must extend the powers of the positronic brain. One might say we ought to make the human better. That is impossible, so we will make the robot more foolproof. We advance continuously. Our robots are more varied, more specialized, more capable, and more unharming than those of a century ago. A century hence, we will have still greater advances. Why have a robot manipulate controls when a positronic brain can be built into the controls itself? That's specialization. But we can generalize also. Why not a robot with replaceable and interchangeable limbs? Hey, why not? If we... Bailey interrupted. Are you the only roboticist on Solaria? Don't be a fool. I only wondered. Dr. Delmar was the only, fetal engineer, except for an assistant. Solaria has over 20 roboticists. Are you the best? I am, Liebig said, without self-consciousness. Delmar worked with you.
He did.
Bailey said, I understand that he was planning to break the partnership toward the end.
No sign of it. What gave you the idea?
I understand he disapproved of your bachelorhood.
He may have. He was a thorough Solarian. However, it did not affect our business relationships.
To change the subject, in addition to developing new model robots, do you also manufacture and repair existing types?
Liebig said, Manufacture and repair are largely robot-conducted. There is a large factory and maintenance shop on my estate.
Do robots require much in the way of repair, by the way?
Very little.
Does that mean that robot repair is an undeveloped science?
Not at all.
Liebig said that stiffly. What about the robot that was at the scene of Dr. Delmar's murder? Liebig looked away.